From the Midas of Roseburg studio, your KQEN weather forecast, a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort. Today we are looking at rain showers throughout the day with a high around 51. Tonight, a chance for some showers and an overnight low of 37. On Wednesday, showers likely 51 for a high. Things drying out Thursday, Friday, but back to the wet weather by Saturday. 46 degrees right now in Roseburg. Weather is a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort, your local carrier dealer. Turn to the experts at Pacific Air Comfort for energy-efficient systems that can help reduce your utility bills without sacrificing comfort. Call Pacific Air Comfort at 672-9510. KQEN News Center, 834.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Chris Wiley, Director of the Roseburg Public Library. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, I know it's been crazy times for everybody, the library included. We had a closure announced of the library earlier for a while. Where do things stand now?
Well, we've extended that closure for the foreseeable future as we see how things sort themselves out. We want to comply with the governor's executive order and ensure that people are safe and healthy at home.
So for people with kids that are now doing their learning remotely and getting help from their school districts and all of that, I imagine, though, there's still an interest by parents in keeping them active in reading and some things like that. With the library closed, what kinds of options can you offer folks?
Well, we're really excited because we still are able to provide physical materials as well as digital materials. You know, our electronic databases, we have both Cloud Library and Overdrive, and they continue to be available 24/7. We're really excited to be able to provide thousands of ebooks and audiobooks for all ages. But we're also excited to have a drive-up service for people who really want those physical materials. So we're doing that every Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m.
And explain how that works.
Well, what we're asking people to do is go onto their electronic accounts and place their holds. And then library staff will pull those holds and check them out to the patrons so they're all ready to go. We understand some folks may want to call in, and they can do that, and we're happy to help them place the holds on our end. They can call us at 541-492-7050. They can email us at library@cityofroseburg.org.
And is this going to be the first week of that?
This will be the second week of this. We tried it on last Thursday. We had about a dozen people pull up. We expect as people, as we start getting the word out in a more concerted effort, we will have greater numbers. We decided on 3 to 6 p.m. because we want to make sure we get those folks who are working after normal business hours at 5 o'clock. So 3 to 6 p.m., what you do is what we're asking people to drive in on the Fowler Street side of the library, pull up to the main door, and there will be instructions on paper. We're going to hang out at the front door for probably an hour or so. We'll see how traffic is, but we'll have a phone number listed there. And we're asking people to keep their windows up and stay in their cars, give us a call, and that way we can transfer materials more safely. We can either put it in their trunk, or we have a library cart that will pull up to their window. We'll step away and people can roll down their windows, grab the books, and then roll their windows up and take off. We'll sanitize the cart and we'll start all over.
So how do you take care of things like the normal physically checking out the book process?
Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is still accepting returns in our book drop. And we're following recommendations from the Northeast Document Conservation Center regarding the disinfection of circulating materials. We put them on carts, fanned out, and we leave them there for 3 days. On the fourth day, we check them in and return them to circulation.
Wow. So
That quarantine time has really been determined by that organization to be the safest, most effective way to disinfect them.
Boy, it's a whole new world, and it's impacting the libraries as well, but it looks like you've got a plan together to to still get books accessible to folks, and certainly maybe even a greater need with kids, though they're learning from a distance, kids certainly with probably more time on their hands these days.
Absolutely. And so not only do we have these physical materials still available to people, but we've been able to access some additional electronic materials. Some vendors have opened up their catalogs to people. We have links on our website at rosebergpubliclibrary.org. Tumble Books is a big one. And then Audible is allowing access to some of their family-friendly audiobooks, which is a great resource for people. And they don't have to wait. There are no holds for these. So if you see it, you can get it right away.
And of course, I've really put the emphasis on kids, but all of this is applicable to parents, folks without kids who just want to get more reading materials.
Absolutely. And that's actually what we're seeing more with the physical materials. We're seeing a lot of our adult readers wanting the physical books, and we're happy to be able to provide that service.
Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library. Anything else people ought to know?
Give us a call if you have questions. We're still doing reference services, and we're happy to help you with this the whole new world that we're living in right now. 541-492-7050 or library@cityofroseburg.org.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.